Here's a thought I'll title Millimeter by Millimeter. You know, if we were painters, we would basically start our creative process with a blank canvas, and we would understand intuitively that every square millimeter of that canvas is eventually going to get covered by some kind of paint. It might be a background, it might be a skin tone, it might be an eyelash, but every square millimeter of that canvas is going to get covered by paint, and that means every square millimeter of that canvas requires from us as painters a conscious decision about what goes there. Well, compare that to what happens to us photographers, where we don't necessarily control every square millimeter. We just point our camera at the world and we make a picture trying to find the best moment of light and the instant of action, but we don't control every square millimeter. Or do we? Particularly here in the age of digital photography, where we can make changes on the microscopic pixel-by-pixel level if we need to. Why don't we think about controlling every square millimeter of our image? If that improves the image, then shouldn't we? That sounds awfully nitpicky and maybe detail-oriented. Maybe we don't need to do that always. But we are basically in control of every square millimeter of our prints. And maybe we should be paying a little more attention to those microscopic details, because sometimes they can be a distraction or a tremendous addition to the image. If we just adopt the psychology that every square millimeter of our print is in our control.